Well, it is time for us to welcome back an old friend. Actually, spoke to him just very briefly last week because he and his wife just had a new baby. Tom Hoops, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register, with us again this morning. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for being with us this morning. Now, quite honestly, Tom, I got to say, our producer John and I were taken a little aback by the fact that you were going to be with us this morning. We thought maybe you'd take a couple of weeks off and, you know, play the new daddy role and that kind of thing. So tell us a little bit, how is April and the baby doing?
April and the baby are doing great. I was home for a week for my paternity leave there. This is the eighth day after Maria's birth. And I tell you, God really front-loads the difficult part of raising a child, I think.
It's like a loan shark, huh? You got to pay everything up front.
Well, and it's good because the novelty hasn't worn off yet, and so you make the commitment. But my mother-in-law is visiting now, so she's taking care of things, and I'm back in the saddle here.
Oh, that's great. Well, good. Well, it's very nice to have you back. So mom and baby, healthy, happy, and all the siblings are good?
Yeah, we've been very blessed.
That's good. I'm so glad to hear that. Tom Hoops with us, the executive editor of the National Catholic Register. Well, since you're back, let's get cracking here and let's get down to business. We wanted to talk about this last week, but since you couldn't be with us last week after the birth of little Maria, we wanted to have you tell us a little bit about some of the presidential candidates. Now, let's start out with Rudy Giuliani this morning and talk to us about, well, your position on Rudy Giuliani and his stance on life issues and where you stand on the former mayor of New York City.
Well, it's important to realize that right now we're in sort of a trial balloon stage of this presidential campaign. This has been a very sped up presidential campaign for a number of reasons. There's been a lot of political awareness because of the war. But when people like Rudy Giuliani are the leaders in a campaign this far ahead of time, it's unclear what that means. But what certain magazines and certain articles and certain of the pundocracy have said.
Oh, is that a word?
Pundocracy, I think.
Is that a real word?
It's a word that's in play here and there, sure.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you just coined that for us.
No, I didn't.
The pundocracy.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, well, good. I've just enhanced my vocabulary today, so my thanks to you.
You bet. But the word on the street is that Rudy Giuliani wants to make a deal. What he wants to say to pro-lifers is, look, I am not pro-life. He hasn't been pro-life traditionally in New York. He didn't even he wasn't even willing to support the ban on partial birth abortion. He actually arranged for public funding of abortions. He's on record back in the day saying that abortions should be publicly funded. By the way, that's his second position on abortion. He was pro-life when he started out in the 80s, and then he switched over. He was actively pro-abortion and voting for abortion. And what he's done now, he's running for the Republican nomination. What a lot of people do is they switch. They say, suddenly, I'm born again, I'm a pro-lifer. He didn't do that. What he said is, let's make a deal, basically. He's saying, I will support justices like Alito and Roberts. I will not actively pursue a pro-abortion agenda. I'm not going to change my position. I don't think Roe v. Wade should be overturned, but I'm not going to mess with you pro-lifers if you don't mess with me. Let me become president. Let me get through the primary here, become the Republican candidate, and I won't make the party pro-abortion, he's saying. I'll just be the leader, the pro-abortion leader of the party, and everything will be as it was before.
Sort of a live and let live kind of platform here. You guys vote for me and we'll all just get along. Now, what do you think the odds are of, and not casting aspersions upon Rudy Giuliani here in particular, what do you think the odds are of any politician letting that happen?
Well, you know, it's a complicated question, and it involves more than just the direct policies of a president. First of all, a president who doesn't believe in his heart that human beings have the right to life is going to manifest that fundamental misunderstanding about human nature and humanity and politics in a number of ways that none of us can predict. But one direct way he's going to manifest it is if you have a pro-abortion leader of a party and a president is a leader of a party, the party will be remade in his image. It's happened every single time that we've had a president. You know, that we had Ronald Reagan as the president, and the Republicans became the Reaganites. We had Clinton as the president, and the Democrats became Clintonites. Even President Bush now, there's an article out in the New Atlantic Monthly explaining how the party has become in George Bush's mold. It just happens that way because of number of direct and indirect factors when a president is leading a party.
Now, before you go on, though, Tom, what about the longevity of a situation like that? And by that, I mean, now that President Bush's approval ratings are at an all-time low, it seems as though many in the party are beginning to abandon him. He's a lame duck. They're kind of leaving him by the wayside. Does that fact that a party takes on the personality, if you will, of its leader, does that just go by the wayside in a certain period of time? Or do you think that the GOP members around the country want to vote in somebody whose ideals are aligned with George W. Bush?
Well, the way that the party takes on his image is directly by the people that he promotes within the party, by the apparatus he puts in place in the party. So it depends on more than just the polls. He has put this apparatus in place, and that's remade the party, and that's what the article in the Atlantic Monthly is pointing out. So what we said in an editorial, we said, no deal, Rudy. We aren't going to accept your deal. We said you want us to be reasonable. Well, we don't think it's unreasonable to want to be for the right to life. We think it's unreasonable to be against the right to life. And we also say in the article that maybe a pro-abortion president will do the right thing for a short while, you know, if we make this deal with him. But what we know is because of what we've just spoke about with the party apparatus changing, that the party that elects a pro-abortion president will do the wrong thing for a long time.
Now, do you see Tom Hoops is with us? He's the executive editor of the National Catholic Register, and we're talking about, well, Rudy Giuliani at the moment, but we'll also talk a little bit more about the current stable of presidential candidates. Do you think that that Rudy Giuliani would truly support potential Supreme Court justices who are in the image, I suppose, if you will, of Sam Alito and John Roberts? Or do you think that would be something that he wouldn't do? Now, you're kind of saying that maybe for a short while he would kind of stick to this promise, but then he would probably divert himself from that position.
Well, it's interesting that he's saying in the mold of Alito and Roberts. We so far do not have conclusive evidence about how Alito and Roberts will treat the subject of abortion in the Supreme Court. And they're just new. It would have been much more gratifying to me if he said that he would appoint justices like Clarence Thomas. That would be more comforting to me because we still don't know. He's naming these two new guys. If your belief isn't there, if your heart isn't there, you're not going to end up going there in the end.
Let's say the next president has 4 years in office and not two terms. Do you foresee in the next 4 years any Supreme Court justices changing hands? Do you think that that's going to happen?
Well, I mean, we've got John Paul Stevens, who is well over 80, isn't he? We've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who is
74.
And she has, there's been recent.